Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 13, 11 to 14. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 14. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. My theme for reflection is waking up to the life God has given us. Waking up to the life God has given us. If Paul were writing Romans 13 today, he might have begun with something like, "Don't hit the spiritual snooze button." Most of us know the feeling. Alarm ringing, mind arguing, body negotiating. Morning comes whether we are ready or not. In Romans 13, 11 to 14, Paul says that spiritually, morning has already come. Christ has risen. The new age has dawned. And it is time for God's people to live like children of the day. The problem Paul confronts is simple but universal. We often cling to the night even after the sun has risen. The old habits, old fears, old desires, and old self still whispers to us, convincing us to live as though nothing has changed. But everything has changed. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we have been handed a new identity, one rooted not in sin or shame, but in grace, freedom, and love. Paul's solution is as bold as it is beautiful. Wake up, throw off the old clothes, put on Christ. He frames this command with urgency. Salvation is nearer to us now. Not to frighten believers, but to orient them. The night is not waning, it is passing. The day is not distant, it is dawning. Karl Barth once wrote, "Christian ethics begins with the joyful realization that we live between the times, no longer in night, not yet in full day." Paul understood this tension. The world still groans. Temptation still pulls, and sin still knocks, but believers are already wrapped in the light of God's future. And so Paul urges the church to dress for the world we belong to, not the world we are leaving behind. Isaiah 61 brings balance and illumination to the text. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." Isaiah, like Paul, imagines people stepping into a new identity with courage. Both texts insist that divine light is not simply coming, it has arrived. What remains is for God's people to rise and live into that radiance. So what does it mean for us today? For one, it means resisting the lie that spiritual transformation is optional or cosmetic. To put on Christ is not like choosing a new fashion trend. It is a deep reorientation of identity, purpose, desires, and community. It shapes how we speak, forgive, love, resist temptation, and face suffering. It pushes us toward compassion rather than comparison, toward justice rather than comfort, toward holiness rather than self-indulgence. It also means recognizing that faith is communal. We are not dressing for the day alone, but as part of a global body, a family learning together how to walk in the light. The world needs Christians who reflect Christ more than they reflect the culture. Christians whose integrity shines like morning sun in a weary landscape. As we continue the season of Advent, Romans 13 invites us not into fear about the end, but into hope about the present. Christ has come. Christ is coming. Therefore, let us wake up. Let us live awake. And let us clothe ourselves with the one whose love drives out darkness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what night clothes, habits, attitudes, or fears am I still wearing, even though Christ has given me a new identity? Number two, how does putting on Christ reshape the way I relate to others in my community? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one area of your life today, speech, finances, relationships, or time, and intentionally ask, what does it look like to clothe this part of my life with Christ? Then act on the answer immediately. Gracious God, you who call us into the light, awaken our hearts again. Strip away every shadow that clings to us and dress us with the radiance of Christ. Strengthen us to live faithfully, to love generously, and to walk boldly as children of the day. As we await your coming glory, may our lives reflect your light in every place you send us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.